We got to bring in our next guest, our first time chatting with our guest here on 1600 ESPN, Matt Schauff from DraftSharks.com, hosts the Draft Sharks podcast, does work for them, and going to help us get your fantasy football questions asked and answered here on the program. If you got a question you'd like to have answered live on the air, 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600 is the talk and text line. Matt, appreciate the time. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, glad to have you on to answer some fantasy questions. I certainly have plenty on my own and a few topics I'm sure that fantasy players are curious about. Here as we get into week two. Let's start here with a couple listener questions, and then I'll get into the questions of the general topics that I think that fantasy players are focused in on this week. Greg in Epworth on our text line asking, one of the three, I'm assuming, Greg, Malik Nabers, Calvin Ridley, or Zach Moss in a one-point PPR league.
Wow, so we're already looking at week two starters now. So it was Malik Nabers, Zach Moss, and Calvin Ridley.
Yes.
I'm probably leaning Ridley there at this point in the week just because of how bad the Giants looked and really how bad the Bengals looked last week. So we've got a split backfield in Cincinnati, which already makes it tougher to trust one of those running backs. So I'm going to lean away from Zach Moss until we get improvement there or more backfield control. Malik Nabers, Calvin Ridley is going to be close as we move through the week, but I'm leaning toward the veteran right now between those.
Let's stick with you talk about the Giants and Daniel Jones and his awful performance. One other quarterback situation that comes to mind, there's plenty obviously in the NFL, but the one that made some headline news last week Friday, of course, was Jordan Love going down in the final seconds of that Packers-Eagles game. Curious to know your opinion on what fantasy owners of Love should do moving forward. It doesn't sound like he's going to be out all that long, at least that's the hope from Green Bay. They're going with Malik Willis. I'm not sure what your opinion is on a guy like Willis who has so little experience starting in the NFL. What's your advice for people who maybe owned Love in their league? Do you wait it out? Do you try for Willis? What's your take on that, Matt?
I would say the first step is to definitely not try Malik Willis unless you have to. I mean, even the Titans gave up on Malik Willis. They imported Mason Rudolph this offseason to replace him after drafting Will Levis to replace him. So Malik Willis has shown us enough that we shouldn't trust him until he proves otherwise. If you have Jordan Love, I would try to hang on. They did not place him on IR, so that suggests he's going to be back inside of four games. So I would try to stash him on the bench if I can. If I'm in like a 10-team league, I'm probably going to go ahead and drop him for another quarterback option. And then if you do need a replacement, Justin Fields looks good this week. It looks like right now he's going to start again for Pittsburgh. We'll see about Russell Wilson's health heading into the weekend. Baker Mayfield is another option who might be available on waiver wires who can fill in. If we're getting a little further than that, maybe Geno Smith is fine, although I don't love his matchup at New England in week two.
319-366-1600. If you have a question for Matt, talking a little fantasy football here on 1600 ESPN. I'll follow up my question about Jordan Love with a question about Packers skill positions. I was the unlucky one and had Jaden Reed stashed on my bench. Luckily, I won this week, so that's all good. But Reed is a guy that I'm sure some people are looking at after his big performance against Philly. You, of course, have Josh Jacobs, the tight ends, some good young receivers on that team. Is your advice kind of similar to what you said with Love, kind of a wait and see? Do you take a chance in any skill positions in his absence? How do you view that from a fantasy standpoint with the Green Bay skill positions?
Yeah, I would sure try not to play any Packers wide receivers, especially in this first game after the Love injury. Like I said, Malik Willis got a starting shot for Tennessee a while back and then didn't get one since then because he was that bad. We have none of the Packers receivers inside our top 48 in our week two rankings, which published today. So, you know, if you need somebody, I think Jaden Reed's the best bet because he will get some carries. He gets shorter range targets than Christian Watson, but I would love to not play any of them. And by the way, looking back at that first question you asked, now that I checked our rankings a little bit closer, it's Malik Nabers over Calvin Ridley because the matchup is much better for Nabers and the Giants against Washington than it is Calvin Ridley against the Jets this week.
All right, there you go, Greg. Hope that answered your question on the text line. Couple more coming in. 6790, they say, it sounds dumb, but should they bench Christian McCaffrey until he's for sure back? What do you think, Matt?
I think that's what they've been doing so far. They keep telling us how it's not a big deal, and then he's missing games, and they say, well, if it was playoffs, he'd play. So I think that it's probably not the most serious calf injury. Otherwise, they would have put him on, you know, PUP or IR and just rested him for that first quarter season. They showed us last night that they can win without Jordan Mason. So I think that they're taking it easy. I don't think that they're going to put him on the field too quickly. We have seen these calf things, you know, re-aggravate. So we'll have to watch for that. And certainly if you have Christian McCaffrey and Jordan Mason is available after last night, you're going to have to pay up to get him this week.
1971 asking for a PPR league. Start one, Kenneth Walker, Xavier Worthy, or T. Higgins this week?
We're going to have to watch both Higgins and Walker on the injury front this week. Walker came away from that game with a little something. Higgins obviously missed week one. So I can't make the call on either of those guys yet. If Walker is ready to go by the weekend, he would be my play despite a tough matchup. Higgins is going to be tough to trust in his first game back from a hamstring injury. It's tough to look at Xavier Worthy from week one and say, I can't play that guy in week two. But you have to look past the two touchdowns and realize that he only touched the ball four times. So it's unlikely he's going to score much off of that. Now, if we get to the weekend and both those guys are still nursing injuries, they're questionable, and we're talking about Worthy versus Higgins because Walker's not playing, then I'd be just fine playing Worthy.
319-366-1600 if you have a fantasy football question here early in the week for Matt Schauff from DraftSharks.com. Kind enough to give us some time here on a Tuesday and answer your questions here on the air. I'll ask this from a rookie quarterback perspective. Out of the rookies that started this past weekend, I don't think really any of them stood out too much. Caleb Williams didn't have a great day. Jaden Daniels looked okay. Bo Nix had some struggles, threw a couple interceptions. Which of those three, and you could toss in Drake May if you want, Matt, but which of those three, at least right now from a fantasy perspective, has a little bit bigger upside in your opinion?
Definitely Jaden Daniels. He's been a favorite quarterback target for us really ever since he got drafted. And I think he showed Sunday why. Because, you know, you said it, he was okay, but he also ran for 88 yards, two touchdowns on 16 attempts. So even if he's merely okay passing, he's going to give us that rushing upside. He'll have a chance to find the end zone in any given game. And the rushing yardage alone gives him a higher floor than most quarterbacks. So I'm chasing Jaden Daniels for sure among the rookie quarterbacks.
Similar question, another one on the text line here. Jaden Daniels or Joe Burrow, 6-point pass TD, if I'm reading the text correctly. Jaden Daniels or Joe Burrow, which one would you advise this week?
The 6-point pass TD will help a fully healthy Joe Burrow, who looks good, a fully healthy offense, but we haven't seen a full game from that Bengals offense yet. They were awful against the Patriots. We saw a video today. It's making the rounds of him kind of flexing that wrist. Makes you wonder if it's fully healthy. So I'm going with Jaden Daniels again because of that high floor that the rushing brings and because he's facing a weak Giants defense this week.
319-366-1600-1821 in a PPR league asking who's a tight end that might be a good pickup this week on the waiver wire in your opinion.
Everybody's going to be chasing Isaiah Likely. He certainly makes sense after the big game against the Chiefs. That's going to make him really tough to pick up on waivers. You're going to have to pay up for him. So a couple guys that are going to be a lot cheaper and thus easier to get. Colby Parkinson from the Rams, who played a lot, didn't get a lot of targets because all of them went to Cooper Kupp. But if he's on the field as much as he was in that game going forward, he's going to have some good games in a good passing offense. And Zach Ertz, similarly, was on the field a ton for Washington. He's playing well ahead of the rookie tight end, even though I like Ben Sennett there long-term. Zach Ertz has history with the offensive coordinator. He's going to get some targets. He's never going to be a weak winner, but, you know, he's going to score a touchdown here and there. He's going to get us somewhere in the neighborhood of four catches as long as Jaden Daniels does throw some more pass attempts. So those are a couple of guys, Zach Ertz, Colby Parkinson, that I would target for cheap on waivers this week.
Couple more from the text line, and then I'll toss in one final question here, unless we get a few more at 319-366-1600. 1-point PPR, Travis Etienne or Kenneth Walker? What do you say, Matt?
So as long as Walker is healthy, I really like him. Travis Etienne has an okay matchup, but that Cleveland defense can be tough. I think I'm probably going to be leaning Walker by the time we get to the weekend, slightly over Etienne, but it's a close call.
And the other one I saw here, Davante Adams or Michael Pittman, same thing, 1 point PPR.
I would have to lean toward Davante Adams there. You know, that's a close one again because they are both clear lead wide receivers for their offense, but we should expect the Raiders to throw the ball more, especially with the Colts in a soft matchup against that Packers team in week two. So I'm leaning Davante Adams getting more volume this week.
319-366-1600. If you have a final question or two here for Matt Schauff from DraftSharks.com, kind enough to answer some fantasy questions and talk a little fantasy football here. Be happy to get those in here over the next few minutes. I'll ask one for my team, and I know where I'm kind of leading, but I want an expert's opinion on it. CJ Stroud or Brock Purdy for week two? Who's the better option there in a PPR league?
I would go ahead and play CJ Stroud. The Chicago defense might be tough this year. Brock Purdy's on the road. That offense has not been, you know, all together just yet. So he could be fine at Minnesota. We've already seen him struggle there once last season, though. I would play C.J. Stroud and his loaded offense.
And defense and special teams wise, I've known a few people who like to maybe pick up the defense of the week or defense and special teams of the week and kind of fleet the defense or flow the defense and pick up who's hot and who's got a good matchup and kind of save that extra roster spot for a skill position player in their league. Anybody stand out this week? Who are the best matchups in your opinion, defense wise, for week two?
Yeah, we're going to stick with that Packers theme that we started with. It's the Colts facing the Packers in that first Malik Willis game this week. Malik Willis has zero career touchdown passes, three interceptions, and an 18% sack rate, which is very high unless you play for the Giants, in which case it fits right in. So the Colts against the Packers are a top defense this week. Chargers and Seahawks are a couple more streaming level defenses where we were recommending them last week as streaming level D's that you either drafted late or picked up ahead of week one. They both paid off. The Chargers are at Carolina this week. Seattle's at New England. The Patriots were surprise winners last week, but they only scored 16 points on offense. So it's not like they won because they were, you know, surprisingly good on offense. So I still like that matchup for defenses.
And one more just under the gun here, 3701, 1 point PPR flex position. James Conner or Stephon Diggs? Which one stands out to you there?
Oh, I'm a big Conner fan, so it's almost always going to be him. It's close, but yeah, I'm going to lean Conner for the workload certainty over Stephon Diggs. The two touchdowns were awesome last week, but he still did trail his teammates in opportunities, so that's something to watch.
All right, Matt, well, we appreciate your time. For folks who aren't familiar with Draft Sharks and the work you guys do over there, what should they look for, and what's an average week during the football season look like for you folks over there?
The average week is busy. We put our rankings up by midday Tuesday. We've got our waiver article, waiver podcast. You head to DraftSharks.com. You can find all of it there. You can head to the Draft Sharks YouTube channel, Draft Sharks on Twitter. So if you search us, you'll find us, and we're working on rankings and advice constantly.
Excellent, Matt. Thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us here and answer some fantasy questions. Have a great night, okay?
Hey, thanks for having me on. You have a great night, too.
Matt Schauff from DraftSharks.com joining me here on 1600 ESPN. He's going to join us on Tuesdays. We'll get that worked out, but happy to bring some fantasy questions, fantasy advice to you here on the airwaves here on 1600 ESPN. You can check them out at DraftSharks.com. You can follow Matt in particular at Schauff DS, S-C-H-A-U-F-D-S. Look for him on X. If you want to follow along with his content, listen into their podcast. I told you I'm looking for for as much advice as I can get. I am a newish fantasy player. I jumped in for the first time in 10 plus years, and I started off week one with a bang. I started off with a win. I got lucky. Had two guys last night in Debo and George Kittle. They both performed well. So, the return to fantasy for me is going well. Hopefully week one went well for you, and I hope Matt was able to answer a few of your questions here, and we'll do that again hopefully in the next few weeks.